Oh. A little taller. You said turn the bass up, Heather. This one's a new one I've been working on. There's my other finger pick. It's called Of Things of Clay. And if you'd like to, I'd love to hear your input on it, as I'm still working on it, you know. Okay. Long in the day, I gather my limbs from the clay. And you bite your thumbnail by the door. Wait. Oh, excuse me. The angel is getting old for no good reason. How about that? Homemade illusion made from the bitter. When we was under the spell of a mid summer's thunder, and I was conductive as anything to lightning. But darling, you should know the plot is thinning. It's dried out. It's all convoluted. The bruises are thickening. No! You could be happy with someone who stays everlasting. I know that a ghost and a ghoul can relate. But the haunting of a rose is much like sinning. And I don't want to be what you're missing, the name of your christening. So go on with your day, leave me here under moonlight. The shadows have been scratching on my leg. And maybe you can hold upon the britches of a new dawn. Take what you want, baby, told you I'm already gone. No! Thank you. You could cut me off on this one, huh? This one's called Scares Crow. And someone's dreaming, but I can't say who. And even if I could, I'd surely not tell you, 'cause you'd probably wake him up in some obnoxious way. And partially attentive, and is how I like to be. One year in reality, and the other that is drifted off to somewhere that you can't see. Scarecrow, and I was watching you from my window. You look just like me, except you were made from a spindle and crucified a farmer's crop. Keeping the black crows away, keeping the evil at bay. Though smacked on the wrist, but I don't think twice. Now grab for the fruit, and though I know that I might break my finger, brick man. Thank you.
All right, next we have Aaron A. The last name is Aaronson, I guess.
Hello. Sweet nothings in frigid silence. As the night closes its eyes, focusing on its next dawn, my mind gets the ringing in my ear, and it lulls me to sleep, crooning its melody of disenchanted broken promises of better tomorrows and okay todays. An ache creeps its malignance as my heart pumps rust. Praiseworthy screams escape me, flickering to and fro, imitating an old dead flame. My lust for life has become a dull palate. With the room spinning and silent chokes, my throat begins to ache, swallowing normalcy pounds at a time, drenching the background in listless mist, covering me in its dense fog. Consumption of hollow prayers for a sweet demise. Nothing in dreams, nothing awake, nothing always. Nothing has me at its beck and call. Nothing leads me to wonderment of an elusive temptress. She stalks with hidden motives, begging me to stay awake. Yet silence plays oh so well with an encore no one asked for. Thank you.
Oh, Walt. You're up, Walt.
Oh, why? Who wrote the list? I mean, what is it?
It was a collective effort by everyone.
Hey, it's a collective effort. Okay. I will rise to the occasion. I hope to God I can, but okay. So, number one is, do you know who's number one? Everyone who comes here and does this is number one. There's no superiority here at any level. And that's the beauty of it. This is a very special place. And I gotta get my glasses up. No, I have to hurry. There are other people here. We're all in line and we're all sharing the creative soul of our deteriorating empire. Well, it's going down. And, you know, as an older person, and I could use my name. Oh, God damn it, these Dollar Tree glasses are falling apart. But that's all right. You know what? They're a dollar. I guess the Chinese do that. But anyway, you know, one thing about this is like the early Christian church. We share our spirit, our creativity, and our words. And that's what we do. So, okay. Now it's not raining. I'm gonna do this one. I this schizophrenic little shit who's 52 now or whatever he calls me. I didn't get your Christmas card for Christmas. Well, I don't. You know, okay. So when it was raining, we're having a polar vortex, or I don't know what the hell they're calling it, but anyway. So it used to rain in Portland. I've been around a long time, unfortunately, in Portland too. Well, no, I like Portland. I don't like it, but I like it. I don't want to die here. But this is kind of a funny poem, 96. I always, January 1, 96. Okay. Okay, I'll try to make this funny. And it rhymes. My brain rhymes. Rain on the brain. You've got rain on the brain, my friend telephones from sunshiny New Mexico. Well, you got water on the brain. He chortles madly. He's making fun of a wet Oregonian in January. We're not having rain. Ha ha! I will never spend another winter in Oregon without a 2-week sun vacation. Never. He's right. You don't know how bad it used to rain, but okay. I begin doing a mock hymn, a prayer in the blackness for Stephen. I love that little son of a bitch. But he's growing up. I don't love him anymore. I got Jesus on the ceiling. I got Jesus on the floor. We're walking hand in hand like two sissies in the days of glory. Sissies in the days of glory. Like two little brothers, like two little faggots. Tribulation, jubilation, it's the same thing. Driving around in a car in the rain. The blackness is hallucinatory, hilarious. Jesus, come out of the woodwork. Like a spiritual cockroach. And send me light and sunshine to be in a better world. Amen. I love everyone. I'm higher than a kite on darkness, on wetness, on a damp, bleak cosmos. Sila, which is a, I don't know, a Judaic term. I don't know what the hell it means. I've got rain on the brain. I'm going down the cosmic drain. I'm happy as a clam in the mud tide of oblivion. I can't stand January in Oregon anymore. I'm going away next winter. I'm going away to play in the sunshine all day long. Jesus, all eternity long. I want to be buried in a dry desert grave where my bones won't rot, where the rain won't drizzle on my remains. Can I do one more? Okay. Rain on the rain. Okay. Well, actually, when you get old, and you know, it's fun to get old if you're okay. I mean, if you're physically okay and brain-wise, you don't have Alzheimer's and shit like that. You don't want that shit. You do not want it. You do not want Alzheimer's. You do not want the nursing home. Commit suicide in the parking lot right outside of the coffee house. So that's what you do. But, you know, when you get older, you have an immense history. So what is your responsible, what are you responsible to tell the next generation? Well, you know, you're going to have to muck through it. I can't help you. You know, it's, you know, the end of the world is coming, and I'm sorry. Bitumen, and I'm a Kebu guy, but let's not go there. So anyway, I want a news program. Dear, beautiful Simon was in San Luis Obispo, and he put my book in City of Lights, and I don't know. He's such a sweetheart. I don't know why. So anyway, Simon's on the road, and he's going to go down to New Orleans. And you know what? When you're young and brave and full of energy, take your life and do it. Okay. So this is an old guy, and the Dollar Tree glasses are almost done. December 24th, 02. Oh, God, how many years ago is that? Okay, I'm gonna sing it out here. Dreaming my life away. He mounted on wings of song. Celestial music in his head, unheard on the radio. Arias of misery and glory, which rocked the fir trees in the yard. Who was he? He was me. The third party is less personal, distant enough so God won't care if mistakes are made, if the world melts away. Dream place, love time. I will go where hope melds into home, where Blake's stars clap hands in tune to the rune and riddle of gee whiz. The rains will go away, the wind will blow away, sails set for heaven. I heard the Lord whispering something. Oh, what was it? A message garbled by ecstasy, a risky whiskey rant of biblical proportion. The story of apocalypse now is a lie. I say to the world as I slip away,
Save every living being, endangered bug and bird. They are our future. Lechery, fecundation, oxygen, and clean water build fresh architecture of life on planet Mirth. You know, you're all sweet and wonderful.
Washington?
Yep. Washington, Spain.
Danger, baby, danger is on my mind. Danger, baby, danger is on my mind. Well, I'd have put one in your chest, but I know you ain't the killable kind. Watch me, baby, watch me put you down. Watch me, baby, watch me put you down. I got a real strong shovel, and I'm gonna put your honey on the buried and ground. Well, it's a 6 feet under, mama, if you pull a trick. 6 feet under, mama, if you pull a trick. And if you rise up again, I'll put you down another 6. Could care less, honey, if you D.I.E. I could care less, honey, if you go in D.I.E. I go about on the hillside and be just where I be. Drop.
How's everybody doing? We've got some newer jokes to try out here. So let's see. I can believe I'm not butter. Okay. So my mom never thought that I would get addicted to nitrous oxide, but who's laughing now? She is. Oh. So this is actually completely true. I got an offer from my bank for $3,000 worth of life insurance, and coincidentally, I owe my parents about that much money, so I'm really hoping they're never like, hey, would it kill you to pay us back? Like, it actually would. It would actually kill me. So my overweight cat died doing what she loved, not moving. So you know that feeling of when you take a really hot shower and then you step out and just freeze because the homeowner showed up? Ah! So I can't tell if my carbon monoxide detector is broken or if I've been making carbon monoxide cookies wrong. It's my carbon monoxide cookie joke for tonight. So if not making sense is wrong, then baby, I don't want to be a dolphin insurance company. So I love breakfast in bed. If I didn't, I'd have to clean my bed. Thank you. So I like my boy bands like I like my coffee, 98 degrees. So my alarm clock keeps me from achieving my dreams. That's my impression of random nonsense. Okay. So I hate when spiders do trust falls from the ceiling to my head. What's the deal with when spiders do? So I ate an entire pizza by myself. It was four separate meals, but I ate alone each time. It's my happy joke for tonight. See, that guy, he knows. It's a pizza delivery car right there. So sometimes a guy will be playing basketball and say something like, and that's why they call me Lightning, because I'm so quick. But you never hear about the lesser intimidating nicknames like, and that's why they call me Santa Claus, because none of my friends believe in me. And that's why they call me the Mumbler, because I'm going to go to Storms and... So I used to have a friend who was a lactose intolerant photographer, and he could never say cheese, because he was mute. And I have an idea for a safe, and it's called a microwave safe. And it's not microwave safe, but it is. All at the same time. And so I have a friend who always says, that's what she said. And I'm working on a tranquilizer to stop him called a that's what she said a tip. So I'll be selling those later. A lot of people I know say that college wasn't worth it, but I have a notebook that says college ruled. Clap for the notebook. Or the movie, I don't know. Whichever. So this actually happened a few months ago here in Portland. I was waiting for a bus, and this guy drives by and yells, white man! And I was thinking, wow, no one has ever called me a man before. best night of my life. That was the night I became a man. So. And sometimes people say insults like, hey, the 1970s called. They want their shirt back. I wonder if back in the 1800s, people were like, hey, the 1750s sent a carrier pigeon. And now we've all been infected with cryptococcal meningitis. It's a turntable. So I think it's weird that like some people threaten they've got a gun and know how to use it. So I'd be a lot more scared if some guy was waving a gun around going, I don't know how to use this thing. It's way more scary. And I'm about to be celebrating my 10-year anniversary of looking 12 years old. It's going to be a big boy day. Knock, knock. Please don't talk during my set. So I wonder if sometimes at the Mountain Dew factory, like if they run out of ingredients, they're just like, well, we've got to make do with what we've got. It's the best Mountain Dew joke that I have right there. So a little old lady asked me for help across the street, and just out of curiosity, I asked how old she was, and she said she was 91, and that just amazes me. 91 years old, and she still can't cross the street by herself. Just slow learner. So. All right, thank you, guys.
Somebody left a finger picked up here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so here's the thing. We've got about 1 minute left, but we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people on the list. This is a busy, busy night. It's never been this busy. But I'm afraid we're going to have to close it down here because 9:45 is when we have to be out because Chris has to get out of here, and Chris can't get out of here if we're still here. So a part of the agreement is 9:45 is done time, and that really sucks for those of you that stuck out for the rest and didn't get even perform. But what we can do is, if this is any consolation, if you guys come back next week or in a couple weeks, whatever, and you say, hey, I was here on Monday the 1st and I couldn't get on, then we'll put you like on the first of the list. You'll get to like sign up at the beginning, you know. But that means you have to also kind of be here like when sign-up time starts because it fills up fast on certain nights. So you never know. So I'm sorry if you guys didn't get a play, but we'll see you guys another time, I hope, right? I'm very curious what your set was going to do over here, too. Yeah, next week. Yeah, it was a really great night tonight. There was a lot of new faces and stuff. I hope they all come back. I hope all your new faces come back. I don't even see any of the new faces anymore. It looks like they've already...
How about a new face?
A new face. Plastic surgery disasters. Okay, well, I guess that's it. I want to thank everybody for coming out and sticking it out. I want to thank Chris for doing a great job tonight. And everybody, treat him well on your way out. Slip a dollar in his G-string or something like that. And... That's it. So we'll see you guys next Monday. Bye.